There were reports, leaks, that there was a military operation in the offing. According to the one of the men themselves who called his father, the building they were in the east of Jenin had been surrounded by the Israeli military and police. And according to his father, they decided to give themselves up to prevent further civilian casualties. They said they'd been threatened that the building would be destroyed if they did not come out. The Israeli military saying both the two remaining prisoners and two people who had been helping them were all arrested and are now being questioned. There was a statement from the Israeli military saying that there were violence afterwards with locals from the area. They said throwing rocks and improvised explosive devices at police. They reported live fire as well. Certainly, we do know that there have been protests. There was concern that if there was a major violent end to this this manhunt, that it could end in a very bloody way and potentially spill over into wider violence. So I think the Israelis will be happy that they managed to get these men back without that kind of gunfight at the end of it.